From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting just 2 days after the Catalonian Regional Parliament voted to declare independence. Hundreds of thousands of pro-Spanish demonstrators marched through the streets of the regional capital, Barcelona. They clapped, sang, and chanted while carrying red and yellow Spanish flags and holding placards that said, Te Doros, it belongs to all of us. Sophie Fernandez was among those taking part.
We want to have a voice, and we don't have that.
Monash University analyst Stuart King said while a large gathering, it is not historically considered a large protest.
The local police force, not the Catalan police force, but the local Barcelona police force, estimate there was about 300,000 people in the demonstration. And to put it in context, at the beginning of the Second Gulf War, for example, there were over 1 million people protesting in the streets of Barcelona.
Following the Catalan government's independence vote, Madrid temporarily stripped the region of autonomy, dismissed regional president Carles Puigdemont and his executive, and called for new elections December 21st. The political dispute was sparked by a banned independence referendum held October 1st. Polls in recent elections suggest the region is evenly divided over independence. At least 27 people were killed following a weekend attack claimed by the al-Shabaab insurgency on the Nasa Hablad Hotel in Mogadishu. The siege lasted hours. Following this latest attack, two senior security officials were fired over their failure to stop such violence. Twin bombings in the Somali capital 2 weeks ago left hundreds dead, the country's worst ever such attack. This is VOA News.